Night talk show, Baghdad After Dark. But I've been watching Saddam, his ambassador, and his spokesman, and I figured out a way we could win this thing. We got to develop a bad soup heat-seeking missile. But he's all over Rocky TV. He appeared, Hussein, on one of their daytime talk shows. Did you know they had daytime? Their topic was men who don't care how long their nose hairs grow and the women who love them. And the president has left. Kenny Bunkport is now, I guess, back in the White House, right? Bush compared his summer vacations, let's see, with quail. Bush, as you know, sent 100,000 men to the Mideast, and quail made a wallet and an Indian headdress. Whatever happened to that Northwest pilot's trial? Anybody ever know? Is that still going on? Do you remember the incident a few months ago? A couple of pilots, I think, from Northwest were accused of having about 17 Roman Cokes before they flew.
Yeah.
What was the outcome? Anybody know?
Convicted.
Were they guilty?
Yeah.
That's scary flying nowadays. Remember the good old days? The pilot and the co-pilot would come on the intercom, and they would be discussing the altitude and the wind velocity. Nowadays it comes on and you hear things like, tastes great, less filling, tastes great. Oh, yes. No good. How many of you been following the news about the recent sex survey by Kinsey?
Yeah.
They came to the conclusion that most Americans are ignorant. Ignorant about most sexual matters. To give you an idea. Did my voice change? I thought I was going through puberty right there. To give you an idea about how ignorant Americans are, 2 out of 3 Americans thought the climax of the sexual act was dropping the keys off at the motel desk. Yes. And another interesting statistic, 98% of American men didn't know how to stay aroused while reading the expiration date on their condom box. I think most of you women will know. According to the survey, I'm not trying to do titillating stuff. This was in the paper and on television. It takes 15 minutes, they say, for a woman to become aroused.
Right.
Would that be about it?
No.
How long do it take? Would that be too short? Too long? Look, these are just averages, you know. But they say on an average, takes women 15 minutes to come around. Only takes a man 3 minutes. It's called the 0 to 60 syndrome. Would you say about 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in the response up here. The lady said it 15 minutes was, I didn't know if it was too short or too long. Don't be embarrassed. Too short. My goodness. Okay, something else in related to that about nude beaches. You know there are actually nude beaches in this country where you can go and it's permitted? They designate certain sections of the beach as nude beaches. But recently, down in Florida, according to them, 6 people were arrested and tried for nudity on a public beach. 3 were convicted, 2 were acquitted, and 1 poor man, his case was thrown out of court for lack of evidence. It was a such an easy way to go. Anyway, tonight we've got a good show for you. We have K.T. Osland with us tonight. Great performer. We have a gentleman from Broadway, a fine actor, Charles Dutton, is with us tonight.